Rejoice, clap your hands, stomp your feet, rejoice. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Stomp your feet, clap your hands, stomp your feet, rejoice, rejoice. Come on, clap your hands. Stomp your feet, rejoice. Go ahead, Shelly Caesar. Hey, clap your hand. Somebody needs to clap their hand. Stomp your feet and rejoice. Come on and clap your hand. Rejoice. Clap your hand. Somebody needs to clap their hand. Rejoice. Clap your hand. Stomp your feet. Rejoice, clap your hand, rejoice, clap your hand, somebody, and stomp your feet, clap your hand, stomp your feet, and rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, clap your hand, stomp your feet, rejoice. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Lord, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We magnify your name, Jesus. We glorify your name, Lord. We lift you up, Jesus. You said in your word, and we lift you up. You're going to draw men to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Ooh, I worship you, Jesus. I worship your name, Jesus. I worship your name, Jesus. I worship your name, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, and I praise your name, Jesus. I lift my hands to you right now, Lord. I lift over my hands to you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for waking me up this morning, Lord. Thank you that I'm still in my sound mind. It's nothing wrong with my mind. I have the mind of Christ. He said in his word, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Y'all, we have the mind of Christ. The word of God said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. We have the mind of Christ, y'all. Somebody needs to clap their hands, and you need to stomp your feet. Oh, I'm excited today. I feel God's presence right now where I'm standing in my bedroom. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Clap your hand and stomp your feet. Clap your hand and stomp your feet. Clap your hand and stomp your feet. Yes, Lord, I praise you and I glorify your name and I magnify your name, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. I love to praise the Lord. I love to call on his name because there's power in his name, y'all. There's power in the name of Jesus. I dare you to call on him. I dare you to call his name. You call his name. There's power in his name. There's power in the word. And there's power in the blood. So much power. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Good afternoon to you, man of God. Good afternoon to you, man of God. God is so awesome. He's mighty. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's an everlasting Father. And he is the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He is our peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And good afternoon. Good afternoon to everyone that's on the platform, the airways, on the internet, the Blog Talk Radio, wherever you are. Good afternoon to everyone. And I want to say to you, I love you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God loves you. He said in John 3, verse 16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Hallelujah.
God come to give us life today, y'all. God come to give us life. God come to give us life. Everlasting life. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, man of God, how are you today? How are you today?
Oh, I am God. Wonderful. I'm enjoying the southern climate here in Houston, Texas. I'm blessed.
You in Texas. Oh, man of God, I miss you. I thank God for you that you are back. Oh, praise God for a safe trip to and from Texas. Hallelujah, Jesus. I speak a hedge of protection around you. I say nothing shall come nigh your dwelling. No evil shall befall you. God has given his angels charge over you, man of God. Nothing shall come nigh your dwelling. No evil shall befall you.
Amen.
And may the blood of Jesus cover you, man of God. May the blood of Jesus cover you on your way back to and from your destination. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead on, man of God. So lift your hands and say hallelujah to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands and say hallelujah to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Put that phone on speaker, man of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I got a word today.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm about to run out of this. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've been waiting, and I've been wondering what's all Jesus, but God has made my day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we're in 52 weeks of love. Week 23. And this is June. June the 9th. 6 months. And 6 months to go. God is awesome. He's good. He's mighty. He's everlasting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I want to share 7 ways that God loves us. There are more ways that he loves us, amen? But let me give you 7 ways that he loves us. Number one, God loves us. Hallelujah, Jesus. God loves us with atoning love. Atoning love. God atoning love through Christ is the source of all spiritual blessings. Did y'all get that? Thank you, Jesus. God love us with calling love. Calling love is a promise to always be with us. God promised us always he'll be with us. He told us he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Number three, God love us with redeeming love. God redeeming love frees us from guilt and fear. I hope y'all got that. And number four, God love us with justifying love. God justifying love allows us to stand and accept it before him. Number five, God love us with adopting love. Y'all know God adopted us into his royal family. We're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. Thank you, Jesus. And number six, God love us with sanctifying love. God sanctifying love sets us apart for his special plan. Y'all know God got a plan and a purpose for each and every one of our lives. Thank you, Lord God. And number seven is another way that God loves us. He loves us with glorifying love. God glorifying love is the ultimate destination for a Christian. For us, God is glorious, and he wants us to glorify him in his name. Amen. And those who have their Bibles, would you turn with me? Turn with me to Philippians, the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter and verses 7. And I want to use our subject today out of this verse. God's peace. God's peace. I'm talking about God's peace today. I'm talking about God's peace today. Philippians 4, chapter 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart. Listen at that, y'all. Your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am I want to minister to you today on the subject, again, that's God's peace. God's peace. When God died and hung on that cross, he took our sins. He took our sins. He took everything, everything. He even, when he died on the cross, he gave us peace. He gave us peace. And I want to talk to you today about God's peace. Because some of us don't have peace. Some of us need peace. We don't have peace. Listen at this, saints of God. God's peace is so powerful. Bible declares that he is the Prince of Peace. In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 9, chapter 5, verse 9, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. It's something about that peace, y'all. It's something about that peace. Amen. Peace is the shalom of God. That's one of the names for God. God is shalom. Our peace, the shalom of God. It is said to convey the ideal of completeness and well-being. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. He, God, wants us complete, whole, nothing lacking, nothing lacking, nothing missing. And 3 John 2, look in your Bible where it says in 3 John 2, it reads, beloved, I wish above all things, underline the word all in your Bible. It didn't say some. is that all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. When I read this, it was our soul shall prosper. But he said, I wish above all that you shall prosper and be in health. God wants us to prosper spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. And he also wants our soul to prosper. So now we do understand that this is the Father's desire. God desires for us to prosper physically, mentally, financially, and spiritually. And even our soul prosper. Our soul prosper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. My brothers and my sisters, listen. Listen. We have a covenant of peace with God. Did y'all get that? We have a covenant of peace with God. In the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It belongs to us. This peace belongs to us. And this is a chapter I want to come from for peace, God's peace. Romans 5 and 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It belongs to us, y'all. Peace belongs to us. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Just like the Lord gave it to us. Isn't that this, saints of God? Just like the Lord gave it to us. I'm talking about gave us peace. Y'all know we have a thief who tries to steal it from us. Everything God gave us, including salvation, faith, joy. Remember, last week, I declared to the devil he was not going to steal my joy or your joy. Our hope, trust, blessing, our health. Oh, thank you, Father. Satan is a thief. He's a liar and a murderer. I say he's a thief. He's a liar and he's a murderer. The Bible declares in John, the 10th chapter, verse 10, it says the thief coming not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's him. Ain't that him? That's just like him, right? That's just like the thief. He want to come and snatch the word right out of your heart. He want to steal your joy, your peace, your hope. He don't want your car. He don't want your house. He don't want what you got. He wants your joy. He want to steal your joy. He want to steal your peace. He want to steal your health. That's just like him. But he's a liar. Like I said earlier, he's a liar. And he's a murderer. Listen at this. This is what the prophet Jeremiah said. In Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord. Thoughts of grace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you and to give me an expected end. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In spite of what life may deal to us, and sometimes even the things we do, God's thoughts towards us are for good and not evil. I hope y'all got that. God's thoughts towards us are for good and not evil. Now, saints of God, I wonder why God said his thoughts are of peace and not of evil. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Know why? Because he knows that his peace passes all understanding. When there's chaos, oh, Jesus, listen at this, my people of God. When there is chaos and confusion, when there is trouble, sickness, whatever is going on, oh, glory to your name, Jesus. When God's peace comes on the scene, y'all listen to this. When God's peace comes on the scene, you better know it is well. I say when God's peace come on the scene, you better know it is well. In the book of Mark, the 4th chapter, verse 39, Jesus was on the boat. Y'all remember this story. Jesus was on the boat with his disciples, and he was asleep on the back of the boat on a pillow. Hallelujah, Jesus. And a storm arose. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. And the disciples were afraid. They were very fearful. And they ran to where Jesus was asleep on the pillow. And they said unto him, Master, Master, hallelujah, Jesus, do you care if we die? Do you care if we drown? And then he said, and Jesus arose. Oh, that's Jesus. That's my God. That's the kind of God I serve. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. Peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. What a mighty God we serve, y'all. He could speak to the wind and the sea and it's obey. He could speak to the wind and the sea and it's obey. And if he could do it, we could do it also. I have a friend here in Baton Rouge. Her husband died 2 years ago. And every time a storm would come, like Hurricane Katrina and Gustav, he would tell her, get on the phone and call your friend Virginia. Because you know she's going to pray. And she's going to tell the storm wherever it is to see. Peace be still, I would say. She would get on the phone and call me. Y'all need to hear this. And she would call me. And I say, if it's a storm, oh, it's not going to come this way. I speak peace. Be still. Quiet down. Hush. And guess what? We only got some rain. I told God I could deal with the rain, but not the wind and the other stuff that's coming up. God is so good to us, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all know what? Listen at this. Sometimes storms will arise in our lives, and we might be afraid. Don't know which way to go. We can speak to that storm, that trial, that tribulation, and tell it, peace, be still. We might feel that we're all alone, but I declare to you today, saints, Jesus is our peace. Hey, Jesus. Jesus is our peace. John, the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, verses 27 says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me, I'm not talking about in me, I'm talking about in Christ, ye might have peace, but in the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Cheer up. Be happy. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. And if he overcome the world, we are overcomers too. I am an overcomer. And you are an overcomer. Because we overcome the devil, demons, and all of his evil spirits in the name of Jesus. I want to let y'all know Jesus got us. He got you. He got me. Yes, Lord. He got you. And he got me. I thank him. And I praise him today. Lord, thank you, Jesus. We need the peace of God in our lives, y'all. We need the peace of God in our lives, saints. Are y'all listening today? Are y'all hearing me? Hello? Are y'all the peace of God in our lives, saints. And the letter written by the Apostle Paul in his salutation. You know, when he started off with his letter, he would say, peace.
And hallelujah.
One of the things, he would speak to those who the letter was written to. Apostle Paul would say at times, grace and peace be multiplied. You need plenty of peace.
Thank you.
We got to have this peace. It's a must. It's a must have. There are, y'all need to listen at this. There are rich people in the world or in the land, and they have everything that money could buy, but don't have no peace. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Jesus said in John 14, chapter 27, peace I be with you. My peace I give unto you. Now that's a word giving. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't even let it be agitated. Neither let it be afraid. Hey, somebody. Let's talk about that thing. See, the world says, listen at this. I want y'all to hear this. See, the world says, take a drink. This is just like the world, y'all. Listen at this. See, the world says, take a drink. Take a smoke. Take a pill, and you'll be all right. But when you take that drink, or take that smoke, or pop that pill, you still don't have no peace. Y'all better hear me today. You still don't have no peace. The peace of God, hey, somebody, the peace of God. Because when you have the peace of God, whatever you come against your life, the peace of God will enable you to bear it. You can't drink enough or smoke enough or pop enough pills to get you through. You got to have Jesus. I don't care what you pop. Pop a pill. Pop a marijuana. Pop a crack cocaine. Whatever you pop, whatever you drink. You got to have Jesus. It's a must. You see, hallelujah, Jesus, a temporary fix is all the world offers to satisfy your flesh. But when it wears off, you're right back where you started from. You got to have God's peace. The world can't give it to you. Nobody but God. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Our opening scripture is the peace of God, which passes all understanding, to keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And the book of Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 14, said, he, talking about Jesus, he himself is our peace, who had made both one and had broken down the middle walls of partition between us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What did that scripture just say? It said, for he himself is our peace, who had made both one and had broken down the middle walls of partition between us. Thank you, Lord God. I'm in my closing now, and I hope y'all are getting something. I hope y'all are getting this. Our peace, my God in heaven, our peace, for he is our peace. I'm talking about God, for he is our peace. Hey, Jesus. My God in heaven, he himself is our peace. The one who created us is our peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Peace. Our mind must possess the peace of God. It is true. Our mind is like a battlefield, y'all. The enemy of our soul constantly bombard our mind with thoughts of defeat, thoughts that try and take away our peace of joy, or our peace, our joy. And because we might be going through a hard time, y'all hear this. And because we might be going through a hard time, he's telling us God doesn't love us. I'm talking about the devil. The devil is telling us God doesn't love us. Why is your God now? Ain't that just like the devil? But the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 25 and 26 and 3, thy will, talking about Jesus, thy will, Jesus will keep us in perfect peace when we keep our mind stayed on him because he's trusted in thee. There's a song, y'all, that says, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Yes, Lord, I keep my mind on him. And I know I'm on his mind. You better keep your mind on Jesus because he's on your mind. You're on his mind, saints. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. I would like to leave you with this. Jesus had made a covenant of peace with us. Are y'all getting this? Jesus had made a covenant of peace with us. And the book of Numbers 25 verse 12 says, wherefore says, behold, I give unto you my covenant of peace. It's an agreement that he has made and given my Lord saints. I say, my Lord saints, his love towards us is so amazing. God's love towards us is so amazing. Hallelujah, Jesus. God's peace is past man's understanding. But it's needed. Do you have peace today? I'm talking to somebody on the airwaves, the platform, the internet, the blog talk radio, wherever you may be. Do you have peace? Do you have peace today? If you don't have peace, you need to lift your hand and say, that's me. I need some peace. I can't see you, but God sees you. Do you have peace today? If you don't have peace today, I'm here to recommend you somebody who could give you that peace, and that's God. He is your peace. You need it today. You need it today. Jesus said in John 14 and 6, hey, Jesus is the way. He is the way. He's the only way. He is the truth and the life. God's peace is here for us today. You don't have peace. You need to reach up and say, God, that's me. I need peace. I don't have peace. I can't rest. I can't sleep. I toss and turn all night because I don't have peace. But the only way you can receive this peace, you got to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Receive him into your heart. You are separated from God. And the only way you can receive this is by receiving Jesus into your life. If that's you, you need to go ahead on and say, I need peace. Peace. I say like the Apostle Paul said, peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. God is good. God is good. He's so good. He's so amazing.
Amen.
He's so amazing. And the
hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. Peace unto you,
hallelujah.
Saints of God. Peace.
Ooh,
peace.
Thank you, Lord.
Peace.
Thank you, Jesus, for
peace.
The peace. Hallelujah.
Peace. Peace.
Ooh, yes, you are my peace.
Peace, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, I love you, beautiful sister. I love you.
Love
you. Glory to God.
Ooh,
glory to God. Hey. Ooh, I tell you, that word was for me. Ooh, he is my peace. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I tell you, praise him. I receive it in the almighty name of Jesus. My arms were lifted. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is somebody else
ooh,
on the line?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Receive
if you need it. My sister, receive it.
Receive it in the name of
receive
Jesus.
It.
Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I love you. Ooh, ooh. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Receive it.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Receive
thank
your
you, Father. Thank you.
Receive
Lord.
Your peace.
Receive. Hallelujah.
Peace.
Thank
peace.
You,
peace.
Oh,
that's yes,
yes. Peace. Yes.
Peace.
I tell you.
Peace.
Glory to God. Beautiful words. And right on time. Ooh, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you,
hallelujah.
Family, God's word is always on time.
Ooh,
I tell
Jesus.
You, family. Good afternoon.
Yes.
Good afternoon, family.
Ooh, Jesus.
I'm your host, Minister Terry. Here, what's the word? I tell you, family, what's the word? Ooh, our beautiful sister says, seven beautiful ways that God loves you. What's the word today is the unconditional love of God. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 John 4:19 tells us, we love because he first loved us. Hallelujah. What an amazing and awesome Heavenly Father God. Ooh, thank you, Father, to love us unconditionally, family. Amen. He first loved us. He gave his one and only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, so that you and I may live sin free. Now that's love. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. Family, we have to share and tell everyone how God loves each and every one of us. Amen. Teach the new believer and those to come to Christ Jesus that he loves them also unconditionally. No matter what you have done in the past or no matter what you are doing in your now. Amen. Family, we are in the world and not of the world. Family, the world loves each other because with conditional love. They place conditions on it. What you can do for me, what you are good to me, and what you are with me, we are one. So family, you let something go wrong, that love is gone. It's tossed out the window because that's fleshly love. Hallelujah, Jesus. When we live and love in the spirit family, it is love of God. Amen. I tell you, family, God is love. The first thing you learn in Bible school. Amen. God is love and love is God. Spiritual love. We have to stop loving others for what they can do for me. Or what they are doing for, but what are we doing for God? Hallelujah. Who supplies all our needs with unconditional love. Now that's love, family. Love unconditionally requires, conditional love requires an approval for conditional love or an acceptance on how you perform or how you behave. Amen. The Heavenly Father God, he loves us. He loves us even though we were sinners. Romans 5:8 tells us, but God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. God loves us and blesses us through his grace and favor. And I do believe we get what we deserve. God is our Father and children. And as children, and when we were obedient to our parents, we received extra love, right? And favor from them, our parents. Favor is given from Father God to all of us. Amen. Being obedient children of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your unconditional love. Family, his divine unconditional love, unmerited love, the love of God, it is a gift. And family, it is not earned. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There is nothing we can do, nothing we can say for the Heavenly Father to love us more or less. And we all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory and repented. Amen. But family, the Heavenly Father God, he still loves. He doesn't love the sin. Hallelujah. Romans 8:38-39. I love this. Tells us, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principality, I tell you, nor powers nor things present or things to come, nor height nor depth or nor any other creation they created shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus, our Lord. Yes and amen, family. I believe nothing. Nothing will separate me from God's unconditional love. Do you believe, family? Do you believe it? When you believe it, you receive it. Hallelujah. When you name it, you can claim it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your unconditional love. God loves me, and I love the Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Christ my Savior. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, when we truly believe, we will receive an understanding of Father God's amazing, amazing unconditional love. Amen. No matter what we have done, what people say we were, what we have said and did in Christ Jesus, I tell you, family, we are new creation, and we are all beautifully made by God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, beautifully made and beautifully loved by God. Family, let nothing separate you from the love of God. Amen. The Heavenly Father loves us with an agape love. Ooh, thank you, Father. He is faithful, has a committed love for us. Are we rejoicing in his unconditional love, the unconditional love of God? Are we rejoicing? Do you live in fear or do you live in peace? Beautiful sister spoke on peace. The peace, this is all understanding. Through Jesus Christ, through the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Agape love gives you peace that surpasses it all. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, also, family. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Family, the unconditional love of God, it took me to the parable in Luke 15 with a prodigal son. Even though he went out, he messed everything up and everything. But God, he was welcomed back. The love of God that was instilled in his father welcomed him back and just loved him unconditionally. I tell you, family, there is nothing we can do. Nothing shall stop his love. I believe. In Luke 15:4, I just love reading the parables in the Bible. This is God leaves no one behind. 99 sheep and one wandered off. That one makes a whole difference. The love of God, no one left behind. Hallelujah, Jesus. His love, Father, the Father's love is unconditional. The love of Father God, I tell you, family. Surrender myself. Woo, hallelujah. Giving myself away. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. He loves us unconditionally, and we shall love him the same way. Amen, amen. Thank you, Father. Mark 12:30 tells us, Love your Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Yes and amen. Love, the love of God. We love when he first loves us. What an unconditional love. And I love this scripture here too. And now abide. Faith. Faith. Absence of things, hope for evidence of things unseen. Ooh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Peace. Hope. Ooh, thank you. Hope in the Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Never give up your hope. And love. Ooh, the love of God. Hallelujah. These three. That these three, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your holy name, Father God. I tell you, man, ooh, this is the day the Lord has made. Ooh, I am just rejoicing in it and so glad in it. And I love you all, family. God bless you all. And brother, God bless you all and the Houston family, and I'm sending my love there too. May God and the blood of Jesus cover you on the way back home. Love you guys. God bless, family. Have a beautiful day.
You are full of mercy, grace, and truth. So we worship you, Almighty God. The one source of our strength, we worship you, Almighty God.
Now as we seek your face, we worship you.
We worship you.
Almighty God.